On average, every 10 days, a child dies from heat stroke in a vehicle. This is a heartbreaking subject and one we should never have to discuss, but it seems that we must. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. I'm speaking with Kate Carr, President and CEO of Safe Kids Worldwide. And so far this year, nationwide, 20 children have died in hot cars. Is that correct?
That's right. And that number is well above the number we recorded by this time last year. And that's why we're urgently trying to get the message out about the danger to children when they are in a hot car.
And I just don't understand why people don't know this, don't understand this. When I first worked for the newspaper here in Rutherford County, in 2006, there was, and this wasn't even in the summer that this happened, but there was a case of three siblings who, while their mother was sleeping inside the house, had gotten outside the house, gotten in the car, and couldn't get out.
Oh, what
and
a tragedy.
It was 78 degrees outside, but they all died.
You are pinpointing one of the very real risks that people may not think about. Three of the 20 deaths this year have been recorded when the temperatures were in the 70s. Right now, we're in the middle of a heat wave that is impacting most of the United States. But deaths from heat stroke in vehicles have been recorded in 11 months of the year in 48 of our 50 states. So this is a real serious issue, and it's there are three ways. You mentioned one, kids getting into a vehicle on their own and not being able to get out, kids intentionally left in a vehicle. Mom or dad or caregiver is running an errand and think it's I'll only be a few minutes, and there's a tragedy that ensues. And then lastly, an unintentional, and they're all tragedies. This one is especially heartbreaking because the driver, be it a parent, is usually not the one that takes the child to daycare or childcare. And they go on to work and forget that they were supposed to stop and drop their child off. And these are good parents who make a tragic, tragic error, and it results in the death of their child.
Mm. And I just, it is such a horrendous thing, and I don't know how a parent could or a caregiver could ever get over something like that. 78 degrees, the temperature goes up tremendously inside a car, and opening a window, a crack, does not help.
That does not make any kind of real difference. The temperature inside a car goes up on average about 19 degrees in as little as 10 minutes. So if you start with a temperature in the 90s, in 10 minutes, the inside of the car is going to be over 110 degrees. At 100, when a child's body temperature reaches 104, their internal organs start to shut down, and at 107, they're at risk of dying. So during these hot summer months, it takes nothing for the inside of a car, so little time for it to heat up. So it's one of why we remind people never leave a child alone in a car, not even for a minute. The risk is far too great.
Well, and of course, there are other risks involved with leaving a child alone in a car. And I've actually heard of people who will leave the air conditioning on and think that's okay.
Well, I just would caution. I mean, what Safe Kids Worldwide is about is providing parents with helpful tips, proven and practical, that will help them protect their child from any unintentional, some would say accidental, but unintentional injury. And this is one area where we lose on average 38 kids a year, almost 600 since we started tracking this data in 1998. That's 600 families that are impacted forever by a completely preventable tragic loss of life.
And that is what is so difficult about it, that it's so completely preventable. In the information you sent to me, you mentioned three things that we can all do to prevent this from happening.
Yes, we're working this week with the Auto Alliance to get information out as widespread as we can. And our acronym is ACT, A-C-T. A for avoid, by never leaving your child alone in a car, even for a minute. C for create a reminder. If you are going about, if you are taking your child, and it's not your normal routine in particular, put something in the back seat that's going to serve as a reminder, something that you need at your final destination. And that little reminder might just be what you need to make sure you do that stop at daycare. And the T in our acronym is for take action, and this is one that everyone can really observe. Be watchful. If you see a child alone in a vehicle, windows up, air conditioning on or not on, call 911. If you take a look around and you don't see a parent, a caregiver, a driver nearby, call 911. They would much prefer to respond to a false alarm than to a fatality. And we can all be on the lookout. That's the take action part.
And I've seen it, and I've seen animals left in cars as well. And I'm one of these people that believe that animals are people too.
Well, you know, we care about our children very deeply, and I think it's quite normal that people care about their pets, and we want to make sure that no one's at risk from heat stroke. And for kids, they heat up three to five times faster than
That's
an adult.
Right.
So we have to be especially mindful of the risk to children.
That was one thing that I did not know, that they do heat up so much quicker than adults do.
Well, if you think about it, and it's, you know, kids are not small adults, so their body surface is much lower in total mass than a grown up. You know, they're just smaller, but their bodies cannot process heat in the way that we do. So it really is an important fact to remember. They will get hotter much faster, and they won't be able to control it as we control heat, drinking water, sweating, in the same kind of way. So they're particularly vulnerable. You can find information on tips for this and more tips for child safety at our website, which is safekids.org.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Kate Carr, President and CEO of Safe Kids Worldwide. Hopefully we can save some kids this year.
Thank you, Pam. Thanks for shining the spotlight on this issue.
Thank you. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.